Great song right there to get you going on a Wednesday. It's Mr. Lee Bryce. It's 7:53 at Chicago's hottest country, US 99. And yeah, Monday, come on, the Bears were playing. It was Monday Night Football, I'm sure. I would say probably about 85% of people were watching that, but some may have been watching the Emmys. And if you missed it, man, something amazing happened. His name is Glenn Weiss. He's a director, and he won a Grammy.
He did. So, you know, when they win, they're all excited. They go up and do their acceptance speech. And what his speech was like the best speech of all time. And here is why it was the best.
Mom always believed in finding the sunshine in things, and she adored my girlfriend, Jan. Jan, you are the sunshine in my life. And Mom was right. Don't ever let go of your sunshine. You wonder why I don't like to call you my girlfriend? Because I want to call you my wife.
Yes.
I didn't ask yet. This is the ring that my dad put on my mom's finger 67 years ago. And to my sisters and brothers, I didn't swipe it. Dad knows I have it, okay? Jen, I want to put this ring that my mom wore on your finger in front of all these people and in front of my mom and your parents watching from above. Will you marry me?
Glenn Weiss is 100% the man. You know why what Glenn Weiss does? He's a director, but he won the Emmy for the 90th Academy Awards. You know what actually Glenn does?
What?
He cues the people to start playing the music when the actors or actresses on stage do the lengthy speeches.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
So he's the guy who starts telling them to start playing the music. So just imagine if someone would have cued the music while Glenn was up on stage proposing to Jan.
So the video is priceless. Text the word Emmy to 44995. Again, text the word Emmy to 44995 to see the video. It's very emotional, very, very cool. I thought the greatest line in there was, "You wonder why I don't call you my girlfriend. It's because I want to call you my wife." That was just a legendary line.
You know how many guys are going to be using that when they're going to be proposing? Well, I don't know if you can top Glenn Weiss's proposal on stage on national TV at the Emmys, but 312-946-4995. Let's try to top that. Ladies, call us up. Fellas, where did you propose or where did you get proposed at? We want to hear from you this
morning.
One
more thing, too. What if he would have lost? Like, then the ring's just in his pocket and like,
What if she would have said no up on stage, national TV? Just imagine that.
312-946-4995. Where did you get proposed to?
To them, it's still Tinley Park, Sears Tower, Rosemont Horizon, and Comiskey Park.
Styles and Roman.
US 99. So-
All I gotta say is Glenn Weiss is the man. Good morning, it's Chicago's hottest country, US 99. If you were watching the Emmys on Monday night.
Which, by the way, you probably weren't because the Bears were playing and also the Cubs were playing, but whatever.
This man won an Emmy, a director Emmy. He got down on one knee and proposed to his girlfriend. Imagine that, all the celebrities in the crowd, national TV. She said yes. Right now, Glenn Weiss, you are the man.
During his acceptance speech, he did this. So it was like, you know, you've seen the speeches, and his line that was so perfect was, "There's a reason I don't want to call you my girlfriend. It's because I've always wanted to call you my wife." I mean, it's just, that's poetry.
The whole
right there.
Crowd, the reaction was like, oh. So you're probably not going to be over the top the Emmy stage. But where did you get engaged? Who proposed to you where? 312-946-4995 from Crestwood. We have Lisa. What's your story?
Well, it was a month ago today, actually.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you. It was at the Cole Swindell concert at Joe's Live.
Wow.
That's awesome.
So walk us through it. How did he do it?
I found out so much information afterwards. Originally, I guess he wanted to do it on stage, but couldn't contact them and make that happen. But it actually happened so perfectly. He surprised the heck out of me. You know, upstairs they have the balcony. Well, they have an outside, like, patio area. Mm-hmm. And towards the end of the show, you know, he had his friends come down. We went up there. And we walk over by the door, and his friend is opening the door. And he has all my family, all my friends.
Aww.
It was the best thing.
Wait, are you crying?
She's crying
right
now?
Lisa!
Clearly, you were worth the whiskey.
Yeah, I guess so.
It was a Friday.
Fellas, was. It is definitely going to be hard to top if you were watching the Emmys on Monday. If you missed it, you can text 44995, the word Emmy. We'll shoot it straight to your phone. His name is Glenn Weiss. He won an Emmy for a director. And while he was giving his acceptance speech, he then proposed to girlfriend Jan, now fiance, up on stage live at national TV on the Emmys.
That's going to be very, very hard to top. But it got me thinking, like, what if he would have lost the award? Like, then he never gets to have that moment. Like, what was plan B, I guess? Again, you can text the word Emmy to 44995 to see that amazing romantic moment. But it got us thinking, proposals, you know, it's a big moment. Samantha from Roselle, good morning. How did you get proposed to?
I got engaged in downtown St. Charles over the river.
Beautiful. Love that area. So, you guys still married?
We're actually married here. We're getting married next August. We've been together for 5 years.
Wait, you've been engaged for 5 years?
No, we've been together for 5 years. We just proposed in March.
I was going to say, engaged for 5 years, there's some problems there.
He's taking his time. He's saving up some money. He's good.
Exactly. Got a girl.
You wonder why I don't like to call you my girlfriend? Because I want to call you my wife.
Yes, 100%. That was the line of the year, and it was given by Glenn Weiss up on stage at the Emmys. He just won an Emmy, and during his acceptance speech, he proposed to his then-girlfriend, now-fiancé Jan, on national TV. Everybody saw it. Fellas, we need to step our game up when we are going to propose to our ladies.
That's going to be very hard to tell. Actually, I remember... Well, the Houston Astros won the World Series last year, right? And didn't their shortstop, Carlos Correa, didn't he during the...
Yeah, live TV, did it as well.
That's pretty good, too. You win the World Series, and then you propose to your girl. Unbelievable. But you know what? Chicago, we have some great stories here. Good morning. Sadie from Wonder Lake, how did you get proposed to?
So, my fiancé proposed in March, and we went downtown to the Shedd Aquarium, and we did the penguin experience. For like an entire hour, I got to learn about penguins, meet the penguin. And at the very end, they pulled out a penguin-sized egg, and they said when penguins mate, they mate for life. And then my fiancé got down on one knee and opened up an egg with my ring inside it.
That's awesome!
And let's be for real, all the penguins were wearing tuxedos to begin with.
Yeah.
And now you can spend your honeymoon watching Happy Feet and Happy Feet 2. Good morning, Maria from Huntley. How did your son pop the question?
They were on vacation in the Keys, and my son's girlfriend wanted to find treasure. So his idea was to plant a treasure chest full of rocks, spray paint, and gold. And when she opened the treasure chest, it said, "Will you marry me?"
Wow.
At the bottom of the ocean.
What if they had a few too many cervezas down there in the Keys, and then all of a sudden he forgot where he buried the hidden treasure?
No. It was planted. It was videoed. It was very cool.
You raised a really, really good son. Very romantic.
It was very romantic, but now he has to top it the rest of his life.
Yeah, good point.
No. He's done. He's done for life.
Styles and Roman.
Dougie Styles, the Lewis University.
Justin Roman, the Elmhurst College.
U.S. 99.
The Audi.
15 after all day today. Top of the hour, we're doing it, man. Tickets for you to go check out Chris Stapleton. We're also, how cool would this be? Qualify you to get your party on backstage with Mr. Chris Stapleton.
Can you imagine being backstage and then like Chris Stapleton actually proposing for you to your girl? Like that would be like the ultimate.
He sings a little something for
like
you right there.
Oh. Halos.
That would maybe top the dude on Monday night who proposed to his then girlfriend, now fiance, on stage at the Emmys.
In case you missed the romantic video, text the word Emmy to 44995 and we'll shoot the video right to your phone. But good morning, Jessica from Manhattan. How did you get proposed to?
I got engaged in a hot air balloon.
Oh, that's awesome. Explain.
My husband, fiancé at the time, he was going to
your boyfriend at the time.
My boyfriend, yes. He was going to throw a fake ring off the basket and then propose to me.
So he was going to pretend like he dropped the ring?
Yes.
Oh.
But he's afraid of heights anyway, so it was very crazy.
Yeah, I'm scared of heights too. He's got some cojones, you know?
Yes, he does.
I'm sure you know too, right?
Yes.
All right, guys, stop. It's an expression.
Danielle, good morning from Plainfield. How did you get proposed to?
It was this year on St. Patrick's Day. I'm a huge fan of a magician who I've been following for probably 7 to 8 years now. And my fiance reached out to him via Facebook and basically stated that we were going to a show and that he was hoping he could help us out. We went to a meet and greet. and they played the card trick that you normally see, the pick a card. So I picked a card, and it was the 10 of diamonds. He had me shuffle the deck, and he pulled out the 9 of diamonds at the end, and I said, no, my card was one higher. And he said, well, you're telling me there's one diamond missing.
Ah,
I was like, exactly.
Look at that.
So then I turned around after he said, do you think you could help me out? And my fiance was down on one knee, and that's how it proposed.
That's awesome. All these stories make me want to get married, kind of.
Good luck.
Thank you.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.